This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Students interested in STEM-related activities will get the chance to exercise their curiosity at 8 youth camps across 10 weeks in June, July, and August at Area 59. The camps are aimed at students who will be in grades 4 through 8. Each camp has a capacity of 15 students, and the absolute latest that one can register is a week before the camp starts. Find out more and register at area-59.com. It may be a cool start to the summer season, but those wanting to hit the pool can do so this weekend as the Gillette City Pool opens for business on Saturday from 1 to 4:30. Concessions will be available throughout the summer season provided by various nonprofit organizations. Students of Dance Arts Gillette will put on their annual spring dance recital this weekend. The performance begins at 6 o'clock tomorrow night at the Camplex Heritage Center Theater. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County has seen an increase in COVID-19 cases this month and at the same time carries the lowest vaccination rates in the state. Public health officials are encouraging residents aged 12 and older to get vaccinated tomorrow at its vaccine clinic. Shots are by appointment. You can call Campbell County Public Health for more information and an appointment. Campbell County School District Summer School for High School students starts Tuesday, June 1st and runs through the 22nd. Elementary Summer School runs from July 26th through August 6th. The news record says credit recovery is the focus at the secondary level, and it's hoped the quick merge will increase students' chances at passing any classes they failed during the school year. Students interested in performing in the rock genre can try out for this year's Rock Band Camp this weekend. Auditions are being held from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday in the Campbell County High School band room. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.